Welcome to the Your Dating Bestie podcast. I'm Ellie Klein, your best friend for all things dating. As a professional dating mentor, kind of like the love child of Carrie Bradshaw and Crocodile Dundee, I help women go from dating sucks to dating success with my unique best friend approach. Ready to find your Mr. Right? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Hello, and welcome back to my special podcast series, and just like that, you're inspired to find love, dating advice based on the show. This episode is based on, and just like that, season 1, episode 5, Tragically Hip, and episode 6, Diwali. In episode 5, Carrie has and recovers from hip surgery, Charlotte deals with Rose/Rock's gender identity issues, and Miranda has a life-changing experience. So why have I combined two episodes? Well, because there wasn't really anything about dating in episode 5 for me to riff on. The only thing that happened in episode 5 that's worth mentioning is Miranda's now famous dalliance with Che. When she gets busted by Carrie, Miranda reveals she's unhappy in her marriage to Steve. There are three things going on here, none of which I'm an expert on. One, an unhappy marriage. Two, infidelity. And three, pansexuality. Let's start with number one, an unhappy marriage. Personally, I haven't experienced an unhappy marriage, at least not yet, touch wood. As a professional dating mentor, my job is to help single women find a life partner or husband who makes them truly happy. Of course, it's possible to grow apart over time, especially if you meet at a young age, and perhaps that's what happened with Miranda and Steve, but I'm not an MFT, a marriage and family therapist. Helping couples repair a broken relationship isn't my area of expertise. I help couples with dating so they can find a relationship that's fundamentally easy. If you don't ignore red flags and you marry the right person, you're highly unlikely to end up in couples counseling. And number two, infidelity. I haven't experienced infidelity in a marriage. Again, touch wood that I never do. But the foremost authority on infidelity and how couples can recover from it is a very famous woman by the name of Esther Perel. She's given two great TED Talks on infidelity, and she has a podcast called Where Should We Begin? So you might want to check that out. And finally, number three, pansexuality. Even though most dating and relationship advice is universal, regardless of sexuality or gender, I don't work with people in the LGBT plus community because I'm not a part of it. I'm a professional dating mentor, mentor being the operative word. I help women find a man for a life partnership or marriage. That's my niche and speciality because as a straight woman, I'm guided by my personal experiences. But if you're a member of the LGBT plus community, I can recommend a podcast. It's a very famous, long-running podcast hosted by Dan Savage, and it's called The Savage Love Cast. And if you're a man looking for a girlfriend or wife, not a hookup, email me. You can't join the Your Dating Bestie community because that's just for women, but I might be able to work with you one-on-one in another way. Now, we're going to leave episode 5 behind and discuss a few things in episode 6. Seema says, in India, Diwali is the celebration of light triumphing over dark. In Queens, it's the celebration of my family asking me why I'm still not married. Every woman who's ever been single can relate to this. At some point, you're almost guaranteed to be asked by a family member, a friend, or a complete stranger why you're still single. It's a really common grievance, so I thought you might appreciate some coping strategies. Well, firstly, try not to get defensive. People don't ask this question to be hurtful. They ask it because they're interested in your life and they want you to be happy and they probably think you're a great catch. So I strongly recommend you assume the best rather than the worst of them. That's step number one. Step number two is to give a short but honest answer. Avoid the temptation to be a smartass or complain about men and dating or lecture the person on feminism and how you don't need a man to be happy, even if that's true. Instead, say something like this. I'm actively dating and it's had its highs and lows, but I just haven't met the right man yet. These things take time, I guess. It's a numbers game. Stay calm. Try not to get upset if they accuse you of being too picky or something irritating like that, and politely change the subject. Please don't let it ruin your day or theirs, and get angry with them. It's not worth it. Okay, next lesson. Seema tells Carrie that her Indian parents had a traditional arranged marriage and, quote, grew to love each other. Then she says, if I have to convince myself to love someone, I don't want them. I agree with Seema that you definitely shouldn't have to convince yourself to love someone, but one of the most potentially life-changing things I can teach you is to give more men a chance. You don't have to be dazzled immediately. As long as you find someone attractive and interesting enough to have a drink with, that's all you need for a first date. As you get to know them, your feelings do need to be real and effortless, but you don't need to feel them right from the start. I didn't. David wasn't boyfriend material to me until the end of our fourth date. Prior to that, I just thought he was cute, nice, and fun, but I didn't think it was going to go anywhere. I've never been happier to be wrong. Okay, this is my final lesson for this episode. At the end of episode 6, Carrie turns a corner in her grieving. Instead of choosing to continue to feel sad and hide herself away, she chooses to embrace life after Big. She plays one of his records, she puts on a beautiful red dress and accessorizes it with a white cummerbund and a black jacket from one of Big's tuxedos, and then she steps out into the world. This is how I want you to approach dating. Every dating or relationship scenario you experience before you meet your life partner or husband is going to disappoint you in some way. Either you'll be keen and he won't, or he'll be keen and you won't, or you'll both be equally unkeen on each other. But the next guy has nothing to do with the last guy. He's a clean slate, and he needs to be treated as such because someday the next guy will be the final guy. Whenever you're feeling negative, bitter, or miserable, I want you to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and turn your pain into power, just like Carrie Bradshaw. Step out into the world as the best version of yourself that you can possibly muster. Now, if you want to have a much quicker and smoother journey to Mr. Right than I did, here's my number one tip. Stop passively consuming dating advice and start actively learning how to date more effectively. Dating advice alone won't help you find love. All these articles, podcasts, videos, books, and courses are actually keeping you stuck. You don't need more information. You need implementation. Someone to help you apply the advice. That's why I take a unique best friend approach to helping my clients find love. Inside the Your Dating Bestie community, you'll receive my step-by-step blueprint for finding Mr. Right, but more importantly, 24/7 access to me to help you implement it. You'll also receive a professionally written dating profile to make you irresistible online, and you'll be welcomed into a supportive group of like-minded ladies. No more going it alone or trying to figure out this whole dating thing by yourself. Care to join us? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Are you an attractive, intelligent, and fun-loving woman with a big heart and you can't figure out why you're still single? Well then, my free report has all the answers. It's called Why You're Still Single, 7 Reasons a Luscious Lady Like You Hasn't Found Her Mr. Right Yet. Just visit yourdatingbestie.com.